Attorney George Barnett says the government entities have agreed to pay $150,000 to Cindy and David Goebel of Evansville. In April 2016, Cindy Goebel was riding her bicycle along the Greenway on a blind curve under the Franklin Street Bridge. Former Evansville resident John Kirkwood was riding the opposite direction, and they collided, causing serious injuries to both riders. The 41-year-old Goebel was treated in the intensive care unit at Deaconess Hospital for a week. She spent months healing from a severe concussion, nose fractures, back fractures, and a large gash on her thigh. The lawsuit was filed in March of 2017. The portion of the Greenway where Goebel's collision occurred was designed by Evansville's Lockmuller Group. Barnett says he hopes a separate settlement with Lockmuller will be agreed to in the next 30 days. He also recommends safety measures for the curve, like stop signs or mirrors. The Evansville Police Department recently announced that it has increased patrols along the Greenway, especially in areas not accessible by car, thanks to a federal grant. For WNIN News, I'm John Gibson.